Marist College men's basketball have a new coach, and he comes from Williams College. Mike Maker posted a record of 147-32 in his 6 years at the school. He helped the team make it to the Final Four 3 times, including 2 berths in the Division III national championships. Maker replaces Jeff Bauer, who left after 1 season to become the general manager of the Detroit Pistons. In the World Cup, Belgium slid past Algeria 2-1, Mexico and Brazil played to a scoreless tie, and South Korea and Russia also played to a draw. Meanwhile, the United States team has injury issues following Monday's win over Ghana. Jozy Altidore was carried off on a stretcher after his left hamstring gave out in the 21st minute. He awaits tests that will determine whether he can return to this World Cup. The U.S. Soccer Federation says Captain Clint Dempsey should be able to play in Sunday's game against Portugal despite having suffered a broken nose. In baseball, in interleague play, Seattle beat San Diego 6-1, Washington edged Houston 6-5, the White Sox defeated San Francisco 8-2. In the American League, the Yankees bested Toronto 3-1, Boston slid past Minnesota 2-1, the Angels tripled up Cleveland 9-3, Kansas City blew out Detroit 11-4, Baltimore topped Tampa Bay 7-5, it was Oakland over Texas 10-6. In the National League, St. Louis outhit the Mets 5-2, Miami bested the Cubs 6-5, Cincinnati edged Pittsburgh 6-5, Philadelphia trumped Atlanta 5-2, the Dodgers doubled up Colorado 4-2, and Milwaukee won against Arizona 7-5. In the WNBA, Connecticut defeated Indiana 89-67. Minnesota topped Los Angeles 94-77. Olympic swimmer Amy Van Dyken-Ruin will transfer to a Colorado hospital today to continue rehabilitation from injuries she suffered in an all-terrain vehicle accident 2 weeks ago. The 6-time gold medalist severed her spinal cord and broke several ribs in the crash. She had no feeling in her legs and feet after the accident and said last week that she is still paralyzed. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.